And we're back. It is Instagram time. Let's see if my my computer is working at a normal speed. You know, I type one-handed. I use the other hand for leaning and snacking, and so I type with one hand unless I need to use the shifter. Let's see, it looks like, yeah, okay, those other clips uploaded, so I actually can move at a normal speed. All right, let's see, I'm going to Instagram. Do-do-do-do-do. All right, and I have quite a few comments. All right, cool. All right, starting strong. I want to ask, can we see a scene of you with J. Crew? J. Crew is one of the oldest men still performing, I think. And I love working with Jay. He actually just had his prostate removed, so he's not 100% back. Though I do think he is performing, though slow and sporadic. I've shot with him, I don't know, half a dozen times. So yes, there are quite a few scenes of me with Jacob. When are you going to go skydiving? It's really interesting that this question was posed because I want to go really bad. It's something I haven't in a very long time, but when I was younger, I used to have recurrent dreams about jumping off a high place. More like base jumping than skydiving. It's usually not planes. But it's something I've always, felt, that call of the void. So I really want to go, and I have a friend who's been doing it a lot, like it's his new thing. And so I want to go with him. I'm not sure when I'll do that. But I wanted to do it this year, and this year is almost over, so I'm doing great. Where did you get your handle, Yippy Skip? Well, if you listened to the others, probably answer this every single time. But in case you haven't, Yippy Skip is what my family used to call it. And I guess still call it. My mom has used it within the last few years. When we let the horses out. And so, since I've always had horses, when we let them out to, like, play, we call it Yippy Skipping. And so I took that handle when I entered the sexy internet world when I was 19. And no one else has it. Like, when you Google it, or, like, when I try to get a new username on a site, like Yippy Skip's always available. Would you rather shoot with a woman or a man? A man! Definitely a man. And like, no offense to my ladies. And I'm hella gay. But I don't know, there's something about fucking a man that just really does it for me. There's a difference in power there than when I'm in bed with a woman. It's a totally different vibe. Books that influenced you the most and fave characters. I have been very strongly influenced by the Anne Rice Vampire Chronicles. And there is a new show out that I have thoughts on. Even though I haven't seen it, I definitely have thoughts on the direction they decided to go with it. Because just from the trailer and like the initial write-ups I read, it doesn't seem like they're following it the way it should be followed. It seems like they're kind of using it in a different way, which I guess is fine. Like, you can take things in a different direction, but it's a series that's really important to me, and I think the things they're changing were really important for a reason. And it's not, I feel now like I'm being very obvious the thing I'm talking about, but it's not something I'm ever upset about. But I think in this particular instance, the characters were written a certain way for like a historical and very important reason, and changing them changes a lot of the story. So anyway, that's how I feel about that. My favorite character is obviously Lestat, because I mean, you don't even need anything else when you have the Brat Prince. He is perfect and wonderful. What's a typical day off from work like for Jay? Yesterday, I actually took a day off, and it was really nice. I cleaned my entire house, and then I worked on a large fan art project that I am in process on, and it was very nice. Other days off for me, amusement parks. Like, if I'm at Disneyland, I'm off work for sure. It's been quite a while since I've been to Disneyland, though, since they're, you know, I mean, if you're in like the Disney fandom and are like aware of what's going on at Disney, you know that they're not making very many people happy. It's not makeup good. I can't tell. I guess it's fine. So I haven't been back in a long time. Or like horse days or days off. When I run a Spartan run, I guess I'd consider that a day off. I like just being me, having a party. We like game nights and like barbecues and picnics and stuff. All right. I'm guessing that someone else will ask you about the creepiest encounter you've had with a fan. No one did. I'm sure you've got plenty. I really don't. In the interest of being a bit more positive, I'd like to ask you about your most wholesome encounter with a fan. What's something about interacting with your audience that makes you feel good and makes your day better? I can't imagine everyone's a weirdo. I've met so few weirdos. Like, so few. There's only one that I can think of that sucked. And the other kind of weird encounters I've had have just been people who've been nervous. But I have one fan who's been around since the beginning, over 10 years. And we don't talk much anymore, but he was very shy and insecure when he became a fan. And now he's a lot more comfortable just being who he is. And I think that's really cool. I've also like become friends with some of my fans. Like, if you just treat porn stars like people, you know, they'll treat you back really well. And so if I feel like genuinely the fact that I'm a hoe doesn't affect your perception of me, I'll usually treat you really nice. And so I have some really kind of cool relationships with some people who I adore, and just get like really excited when they message me or come into my camera room. And so that's cool. I've had some really positive encounters like that. And you know, there's always like the people who are my biggest supporters, who really take the time and the money to support me. That's not something I forget. I'm always very aware that my entire lifestyle is owed. Well, this is Instagram, so probably not you. But ode to my fans, like, I don't, that's not lost on me. Like, I actually managed this account. Oh, my hair looks like shit today. That's awesome. I managed this account for this girl, and she's an extremely popular model. She's a cam girl. And she hated her fans, and it made me so upset because she had all these rules about how I would interact with them, and it was so fake. And she made me cry a couple times, actually, because she's so fucking mean. She's so fucking mean. Fuck. So mean. But she made me cry. And so there were a couple times when there's actually one time when it's the only time I've ever posted like a crying video to my social media, but I sent one to my OnlyFans, like, about how much I super appreciate everything they do for me and how I know that my life wouldn't be anywhere near the same without them. And it was just really hard for me to believe that she didn't get it. She didn't feel the same way. Did you get contacts or LASIK? Oh, yes. So if you've been a fan of me for more than like 2 years, it's been about 2 years, you will notice that I used to wear my glasses all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And now I don't. I got the smile procedure done, actually. And so what happened is I was at IKEA, and I was trying to find my boyfriend with our cart, and I had my glasses on, but I couldn't read the signs, like, at all. So I was stuck. The signs were too far away. And from the ground, like, literally the ground, I couldn't read them. And so I just had to, I called him. I'm like, hey, I was really upset. It was a really kind of a scary situation. I know I was very safe, but, like, subconsciously it was just the knowledge of how little I can see made me very insecure. So I'm like, hey, I can't see. You're gonna have to come find me. I'm gonna just wait here. And he, of course, was very accommodating to that. But it was really scary. And so I started researching LASIK because I thought I wasn't a candidate. And I wasn't the first time I looked, which was like, fuck, 10 years ago. But I actually was a great candidate for the smile procedure, which is the newest iteration of LASIK. It's for LASIK, they cut they cut a flap out of your eye, of your cornea. I think it's the cornea. And then they lift the flap and then go under it, and then with the laser do that. But for smile, they make they call it the smile procedure because it's one laser cut in the shape of a smile. It's a semicircle on your cornea, and then they just reshape your lens with the laser that way. So I got all echoey because I'm in my hallway. You scoot over so I'm less, there we go, that sounds better. So so I was the perfect candidate. And I went in for my procedure, and it was like the most sci-fi shit I've ever gone through, because they numb your eyeball, and then they have to, like, wipe it with, I don't want to say alcohol, but definitely a cleansing solution. They wipe your eyeball clean. and it was like swiping a camera lens to see something go over my eyeball like that. So that was super cool. And my doctor was this woman who had been performing eye surgeries for the Navy for like 20 years. So she was amazing. And she asked me what I needed to be comfortable. And I'm like, just talk to me. Like, talk to me through the whole thing about what's happening.
and like tell me I'm doing a good job. And she's like, okay. And so through like the whole thing, she was super like, okay, now look at the laser. Look at that little green dot. Okay, don't move your eye. You're doing so good. Look right at that green dot. Okay, you're doing such a good job. Now look right at that dot. 1, 2, 3. Okay, and good. You did so good. Okay, now we're going to close this eye up. She was just awesome. It was like being, it was like ASMR in real life or hypnotism. It was really cool. And so they do each eye individually, of course. And then when they like untape you, like I sat up and it was blurry because like it had just happened, but I could tell like that I could see. And I like burst into tears. And then there was a month of me like my eyeballs healing, and I have strabismus, so like my eyes aren't strong enough to track together always. I have one that's a little lazy, or maybe they're both lazy, I don't know, something's lazy. And so then I got my prism, which corrects or tweaks the light or the image. I don't fucking know. Science happens and it makes your eyeballs straight when I wear my glasses, which is super important because another factor of why I haven't driven, why I never got my license anyway, is that I had double vision for like 6 years. And now with a prism on my glasses, I can see straight and see a single image, which is good because you can't drive when you're cross-eyed. It is really dangerous. So I got to my bed and then like left the questions. Let me go get those. What do I like the most about myself? Yeah, that's a man, that one's hard. And I feel like the fact that it's hard is really sad. I like me. This is getting deep. I like me. It's hard to pick a favorite aspect. There's a lot of things I like about me physically. I like the way I write. I think I'm a good writer. I think I have a lot of good ideas. But I'm very sensitive about those ideas. So if I'm like in a collaborative, trying to work on like a collaborative art form, and my ideas aren't received well, I get very upset. I have a very high opinion of my ideas. I think I'm very kind. I try to be very kind. I'm quite a good listener. And I think I'm talented in a number of ways. So, yeah. That's that. Okay, and the last question, what was your favorite scene? Which was immersion therapy. My air conditioning just turned on, but I'm gonna leave it. Was the Pure Taboo scene I did with Angela White, Seth Gamble, and Cody Steele. I wrote and directed it, and it is mine. Like that scene, with the exception of some of the editing, I would have spent more time focused on my face. That scene is mine. And so it is the most important one I've done. And that's all of the questions. So, yeah. I hope you had a fun time listening to that. Let's see if I can see how much. I can't see how much. It's definitely over an hour of content. Maybe close to 2 hours of content. I hope you, let me take my thumb off the microphone. Hope you enjoyed this. And I hope you have a wonderful day.